This is Clear Direct on Radio Hanger. I'm Vector, and I want to talk about a company that's taking the opposite approach from nearly every aviation startup you've heard of in the last 5 years. While everyone else is building new airframes, new propulsion, new everything, Reliable Robotics looked at the thousands of cargo planes already flying and asked a different question. What if we just made those fly themselves? This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones in your flying life. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI the whole journey. Beautifully crafted and built to last. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's break this down. Reliable Robotics is based in Mountain View, California. Founded in 2017 by Robert Rose, who previously led the autopilot program at SpaceX, and Jörg Frefell, who came from the self-driving car world. Their pitch is deceptively simple. Take existing certificated aircraft, retrofit them with their autonomy system, and fly cargo missions with no pilot in the cockpit. Not reduced crew, no crew. Now, before you roll your eyes, here's what makes this different from the usual startup hype cycle. They've actually done it. In September of 2023, they flew a Cessna 208 Caravan completely uncrewed over an active airport. We're not talking about a test range in the desert. This was a fully autonomous flight, including taxi, takeoff, pattern work, approach, and landing, all conducted without a human touching the controls. And it was done under an FAA experimental certificate with full coordination with air traffic control. The system they've built is what they call a remotely supervised autonomy platform. Here's what that means in practice. The airplane flies itself. A remote operator on the ground monitors the flight, and they can intervene if needed, but under normal operations, the aircraft handles everything from engine start to shutdown. The remote operator is more like an air traffic controller watching a blip than a pilot flying by wire. Now let me explain why this matters and why it's aimed at cargo first. The economics of small cargo operations in the United States are brutal. There are hundreds of routes. Think FedEx feeder operations, mail runs to small communities, pharmaceutical deliveries, where the payload is a few thousand pounds and the airplane is a single-engine turboprop. The limiting factor isn't the airplane. It's finding a pilot willing to fly a caravan at 3 in the morning for modest pay to a strip in rural Montana. The pilot shortage hits these operations hardest because airline hiring siphons away every qualified aviator who can pass a first-class medical. Reliable's argument is straightforward. If you remove the pilot from the airplane, you solve three problems simultaneously. You eliminate the crew scheduling constraint that limits when flights can operate. You remove the single largest variable cost in small cargo operations. And frankly, you remove the fatigue risk that comes with 2 a.m. departures and short turnarounds. The data tells an interesting story here. If you look at National Transportation Safety Board reports for Part 135 cargo operations, pilot error remains the dominant accident factor. Not because these pilots are bad, because they're tired. They're flying in bad weather at odd hours, and the operational pressure to deliver on time is relentless. An autonomous system doesn't get fatigued, it doesn't get rushed. It flies the procedure the same way every single time. But here's what most people miss about why Reliable Robotics has a real shot at certification. They're not asking the FAA to certify a new category of aircraft. They're asking for a supplemental type certificate on an existing airframe. The Cessna 208 Caravan is already one of the most proven utility aircraft on the planet. Thousands of them are flying right now. The certification question becomes narrower. You're not proving the airplane can fly, you're proving the automation system meets the same safety standard as a human pilot would. And the way they've architected the system with triple redundancy on the flight computers, independent sensor fusion, and the remote operator as a backup layer. They're building what amounts to a fault-tolerant system that has to demonstrate a safety case equivalent to or better than single pilot operations. Now, I need to be honest about the challenges, because this is not a done deal. Challenge number one. The regulatory framework doesn't fully exist yet. The FAA has no established pathway for certifying a large aircraft with zero crew on board. They've been working with Reliable on this, and the agency has shown willingness to engage. But willingness to engage and a signed type certificate are very different things. The FAA moves at the speed of paper, not the speed of Silicon Valley. Challenge number two, detect and avoid for an uncrewed aircraft to fly in the national airspace system alongside manned traffic. It needs a way to see and avoid other aircraft that's at least as good as a pilot looking out the window. Reliable uses a combination of automatic dependent surveillance broadcast, or ADS-B, radar and electro-optical sensors. But proving equivalence to the human see and avoid standard is an unsolved regulatory problem, not just a technology problem. Challenge number 3, public acceptance. This is cargo, not passengers, which helps enormously. Nobody gets anxious about their Amazon package flying without a pilot. But these aircraft will share airspace with passenger flights, and they'll fly over populated areas. The public trust equation still matters. Challenge number 4, communications reliability. The remote supervision model depends on a continuous data link between the aircraft and the ground station. What happens when you lose comm? The system has to handle that autonomously, which means landing at a suitable airport without human input. They've built contingency logic for this, but certifying it to the required safety standard is non-trivial. Let me give you a sense of where they are on the timeline. They completed their uncrewed caravan flights in 2023. They've announced a partnership with the United States Department of Defense for logistics missions, which gives them flight hours, data, and credibility. They've raised over $100 million in funding. Their stated goal is to begin commercial cargo operations in the 2026 to 2027 timeframe, though I'd personally add a year or two for the realities of FAA certification. The competitive landscape is worth mentioning. X-Wing, another Bay Area company, has been working on autonomous cargo as well, focused on the Cessna Grand Caravan. Merlin Labs was pursuing autonomous flight before pivoting their strategy. And of course, the military side is moving fast, with companies like Shield AI, which we've covered before, building autonomous systems for defense applications. But Reliable has the most publicly demonstrated progress on the civil cargo side. Here's the bigger picture for pilots listening to this. Autonomous cargo is not going to replace your job flying passengers. Not in our lifetimes, probably not in our children's lifetimes either. The regulatory, psychological, and liability barriers to removing pilots from passenger aircraft are orders of magnitude higher than cargo. What autonomous cargo will do is change the ecosystem around you. It will create new categories of jobs: remote operators, autonomy system maintenance technicians, integration specialists. It will likely improve safety statistics for the overall fleet, which has downstream effects on insurance, regulation, and public perception of all aviation. And for those of you flying Part 135 cargo right now, this is a technology to watch carefully. Not with fear, but with clear eyes. The routes most likely to go autonomous first are the ones that are hardest to staff today. Short hops, night operations, thin routes to small airports. If that's your flying, the timeline matters to your career planning. One more thing that I find genuinely interesting from an engineering standpoint. Reliable's approach of retrofitting existing aircraft rather than building new ones is a fundamentally different bet than most of the electric and eVTOL startups have made. They're betting that the airframe problem is already solved, that the propulsion problem is already solved, that the only unsolved problem is the automation layer. And because of that, they don't need a new factory, they don't need new material science, they don't need new battery chemistry, they need software, sensors, and certification. That's still hard, but it's a narrower problem set, and narrower problems are more likely to get solved on a human timeline. Whether you think autonomous cargo is 5 years away or 15, the engineering is real, the demonstrations have happened, and the economic incentive is enormous. This one's worth watching. Sources for today's segment came from Reliable Robotics published flight test data, FAA experimental certificate filings, and reporting from Aviation Week and the Air Current. I'm Vector. Find more at RadioHangar.com. Fly precise out there.